Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, and welcome to another day, a beautiful day. Thank you so much, Isaiah, for introducing the show as you do each and every time we come on the air here as part of the Home-Based Business 101 series. And the show this morning, hey, it's the We Work From Home morning show. Yes, we will be on the air every morning at 9 o'clock Eastern Time with the We Work From Home morning show, and the purpose of this show is to help people who are just getting started in business or want to develop a home-based business or might not be quite sure which direction they want to go in with a home-based business, or this whole field is new to them, or they're doing some research trying to check it out. And basically what we'll be doing each morning is giving you tips and ideas, things that can help you with developing your home-based business. And for those that are already business owners, home-based business owners, you know, help you develop some finer points that can help move you along the way and also introduce you to some exciting information that can empower you as you move forward with your home-based business. And again, my name is Baba Jahi, and if you go to my website, which is www.thetaxhelper.weebly.com, you can find out a little bit more about me. I'm a tax professional, licensed tax professional, to say that, because you know you have to, you know, if you're going to handle people's taxes, there's a procedure that you have to go through with the IRS to be able to do that. You just don't go around doing people's taxes, you know, not having things, you know, orderly and proper. I'm also a home-based business guru, been involved in the home-based business industry since 1980. So, you know, there's a lot that I can share with people about home-based business. And I'm also a business coach, coaching people to be successful in their business, and you can find out about those things on the webpage. So you get a chance, make sure you go there. Today, what we're going to do is we're going to, my message today is basically for those who are thinking about going into business for themselves or developing a home-based business, you know, and searching for, you know, where do I start, what do I do? And it's so important to know where to start and what to do, So, you know, we're going to cover some things around that this morning that can help you with that. And one of the things that I, you know, always share with people every time that we come on the air, one of the reasons you want to consider having a home-based business is because it is a great tax strategy. President Bush and President Obama, also which one you might support or don't support, both said that one of the best ways to deal with this current economic situation that we're in is have a home-based business, and you can navigate your way through the recession a lot better than people without one. So that's a clue. You know, that's a clue why you need to do that. And again, you know, this morning, if anybody has any questions while we are going through information this morning, make sure that you can text those questions to 252-406-0774. I'll repeat that number again. If you have a question, you can text it to 252-406-0774. And the reason I take text questions is that specific content that I want to cover, and I don't open up the lines to have people call in and ask questions that, you know, sometimes you get prank calls, sometimes you get people that are serious, sometimes you get people that are not serious. And so, you know, we don't deal with that type of format. And, you know, things you want to be able to, that we do is making sure. Hold on one second here. Is, you know, that we have a procedure so that the show goes smooth. So those are some of the housekeeping rules and stuff. Wanted to get that out of the way so you know what our housekeeping rules are here for the show. Now let me go and get in, dive into the content this morning. Okay. All right. One of the first things that you need to do, see, you have an idea for a business. You need to sit down and you need to write it down. See, everything that you see that's man-made is built three times. First it's built in your mind, then it's built on paper, and then you bring it into the universe and build it in reality. Again, first it's built in your mind. You got to see it in your mind first. Once you see it in your mind, then you can take and put it on paper. Then as you put it on paper and see it on paper, then you can get the action steps necessary to make it manifest. Okay, now what does that have to do with having a home-based business? The first step you have to do is you need to make sure that you have a vision board. A vision board. And you say, a vision board? What's a vision board? Well, I'll give you an example of where me and my wife are right now in terms of our businesses and things that we're working on. And, we have a vision board up. We're working to obtain a $10,000 bonus in our current home-based business that we're in and to get a new car. They have a yes, where you can get a Range Rover car. So we have a picture up in our bedroom that we look at every morning of the Range Rover car. We're a picture of ourselves and a picture of other people who have earned $10,000 bonuses and a picture that says newest $10,000 bonus earner, Cynthia and Cynthia. So we have to see what we want. I'm saying that to say, now, you know, for your particular business, whatever it is that you want to do, whatever it is that you want to achieve, you need to have a vivid picture of it. And then you need to have it up somewhere that you look at and see every day. And let me tell you why that is important. That is, you know, so important. So important because, you know, without doing that, it's hard to make things happen. See, the most important skill for creating success in anything is the skill of envisioning. Envisioning means creating a picture of something that hasn't actually happened yet, but making that picture so vivid that it becomes real. The reason this is so crucial is that the subconscious mind, remember that part of you that controls 99.99% of what unfolds in your life, needs a clear picture of your destination. Once you have a clear, vivid picture imprinted in your mind, you'll find a route to get there. It doesn't work the other way around. You don't pick out roads that look good and hope they'll take you to the right place. Destination has to come first. To create your dream life, you have to start with some sort of vivid picture of where it is you're headed. You start with the end in mind. So if you have a picture of a business that you want to run and operate and maintain, you have to have a clear, vivid picture of what that looks like, how it's working, and whatever type of business it is, you should get some poster board or some cork board and find pictures, or if you don't have pictures, get a camera and take pictures of similar businesses, wherever it is that you want to go. So you have something to feed your subconscious mind every day as you look at it. Your mind is right by the bed, so we get up in the morning and before we go to bed at night, and while I'm doing the show right now, I'm looking at it. I'm envisioning it. See, this is part of the first step. I saw it in my mind. Now I have to put it out somewhere where I can look at it and see it every day, because now my mind tells me I have to achieve it. I stuck it up there for a reason, not just to look at, not just because it's also, you know, pretty when we put it together, but I mean, you know, it's because we want to hit these goals, and it's the same for you with your business. With your business, you need to have that vision board up. So one of the first things you want to do is you think about the business that you want. You write down on paper what type of business you want and why. Why do you want it? See, and again, today's show, you know, we're basically dealing with helping new people get started all out, you know, out of the box in terms of going into business for themselves. And so, you know, you want to do that. Also, here's some other things that you want to do. When you write out your dreams or your things, for example, don't write, I hope, I'll try, if possible. Instead, I will, I have. See, it's like we didn't say on here, we hope to get a $10,000 bonus. It says the newest $10,000 bonus earned. So we've already declared it. Now what we're doing, since we've declared it, we're telling the universe, give us our money. And you might say, boy, that's a bold declaration. Boy, that sounds arrogant. No, it's not. See, if you don't ask for what you want, what does it say? You know, those of you church folk that go to church, it says, ask and what? You will have. See, if you ask not, you have not. So you have to ask the universe for what you want. And then you demand. I've asked for it. Okay, now deliver it to me. And what will happen is you will find a path and a destination that will take you there. But see, it's like my grandmother used to say, if in one breath you ask God for something and then in the other breath you take it back and say, you know, that'd be nice if it happened, God, but I know it probably ain't going to happen. Well, you know, God says, well, you know, hey, you said you wanted it, but now you're telling me you don't want it, so why should I give it to you? See, and so, you know, it's important, the language that we use. And this goes back to our rearing and our upbringing, because for most of us, we weren't taught how to use positive affirmations. Now, some people have been fortunate, been born in families that have taught them how to use positive affirmations. That was something I learned later on in life. Growing up for me, you know, I grew up in a household, and I love my parents very dearly. They thought that using, they call, you know, criticism or dealing with negativity as opposed to you can, saying, oh, you ain't going to never be able to do that. They thought that that was reverse psychology and motivate you to do it by them saying you couldn't do it. See, all it did was reinforce your will not to do it, except for some of us that just decided we're going to break away and do it in spite of them. But for most people, that's deadly and detrimental. And it takes years to overcome that. And we have to learn techniques. And one is that we write in the affirmative, not in the non-affirmative state. So you want to make sure that you write out what it is that you want. Do not use words like hope, try, or if possible. Make sure you write, I have. It's like I said, if you wanted to be, even if it wasn't in business, if you wanted to write a novel, you would say, you know, I will be successful in writing a novel. I have written my novel, and it is about such and such. And see, that's going to demand that you make it happen. And then you got to do is, you know, make whatever it is that you want to do, it needs to be specific as possible. If you want to, if it's a business that you want, you can't say, well, you know, one day I want to open up a business. What type of business? Be specific. You know, printing business or, you know, I have, you know, really one business, but it's combined into different components. Let me say, you know, I'm a tax professional. So I know specifically when I talk to people about taxes. And not only that, I specialize in home-based business taxes. I'm a coach. I specialize in marketing coaching, helping people with marketing their business. And I'm also a travel agent. You know, I help people in the travel industry as far as where they want to go and places they need to get to in terms of travel and also e-commerce in terms of shopping. But those are specific things. You need to be specific about the business that you want. Like yesterday, someone had a question about how would they go about starting a printing business at home. Well, you see, they had a specific idea that they wanted to deal with, you know, and they needed to do some research around that. But that's important, you know. You have to be specific. You can't be vague. And so what you need to do is make sure that you write out what you want to do, and then you write it out in more detail. Get specific with it, you know. So if you break it down to, as we would say in math, it's the most common denominator. But then you have to set a timetable. When will you accomplish this? See? Now, just like we have, you know, newest $10,000 bonus earners, you know, we set a timetable for that. Timetable is that has to happen by August 17th. That's the date that we pick. And so, see, that forces us to focus on the things that we need to do to make that manifest. And if you're a little behind, then it knows you got to pick up the pace. And that's so important. And so you pick up the pace because you want to hit your target. See, and if you hit it a little bit after, that's not bad. See, because you wouldn't hit it at all if you don't have a target date. So you have to list when will you accomplish what you want to accomplish. Again, here at Home Based Business 101, this is the WeWork from home morning show. This is a 7-day a week, 9 o'clock a.m. morning drive time show for those of us on the way to work in different places. And then, you know, for on Saturdays and Sundays for those of us relaxing and getting information. And today we're doing is we're discussing some things to help new people with going into business for themselves in terms of working from home as a home-based business. And again, this show is about home-based business. It's not just business and business in general, but home-based business. Then I said after that, you know, we're going to get to the next point is that you look at it every day. Okay, we got a question that just came in. Let me see what this question is. Says, okay, are these tax advantages true when being a home business? Okay. Yes, when having a home-based business, there are tax advantages that you're able to take advantage of because your place of business is your home. Thus, expenses that you incur in your home become tax deductions that can basically, as you save time, if you're working a job while building your dream, that can help you with lowering your taxes, such things as writing off your mortgage or your rent, getting 55 cents per mile that you drive in your vehicle, your utility bill. There's over 142 different tax deductions that one can get from having a home-based business and working home. So, yes, the tax deductions are, you know, very, very good question. That you always want to be mindful of the fact that, again, as I started off at the beginning of the show, one of the reasons you want to be interested in having a home-based business is because one of the greatest ways right now to fight through this recession that we're in and the economy, you know, I'm not an economist, but I have enough sense of looking at things. The economy's not going to get any better no time soon, people. So, you know, get started with a home-based business. Okay. We said after you set a day for accomplishing it. And again, we're talking about this vision board, is that you got to look at it every day. If life were a spirit, you could run it with your conscious mind, but life is not a spirit. If life was a sprint, you could run it with your conscious mind, but life is not a sprint. It's a marathon. It's not a matter of the first step you take or even the second or even the third. There are thousands of steps that follow when you work towards your goals, each one gives you the opportunity to get off course and lose your way. Whether you stay on path you want or get distracted or veer off is a question of how you program your subconscious mind. And one of the best ways to program yourself to stay on the path is through repetition, by showing your subconscious your dreams every day. It's the same reason you want to keep yourself in the company of positive people. You need to avoid temptations that could lead you astray. So, you know, you, again, this is saying right here is you one, you know, a lot of stuff, powerful stuff in that little paragraph I just read. And it's one, you know, staying on course, staying around positive people. So you don't want to be around dream stealers. You want to start a business. You want to develop a business, go talk to business owners. Don't go talk to people in your family or friends that's never ran a business. They're going to give you 99 reasons why not to. The business owner person is going to give you 99 reasons why you should. And so it's important, very, very important, that you make sure you talk to the right people. It's important, again, with your vision board. You look at it every day. Put it somewhere where you can see every day. You know, you should have affirmations up in your house about your business, not only your business, but, you know, I'm going to take it even a little further, you know, your life. Affirmations about where you want to go, what kind of person you want to be. You should be around where you can look at every day in your house. The bathroom's a great place because you have to go in there every day. You know, and go in there sometimes more than once a day. So in your bathroom, you know, by your mirror and stuff, so when you brush your teeth and you look at your face, you look at that person in the mirror, you know, you want to, you have affirmations and things that you want to have that you can read to yourself, you know, and you read those and you see them. See, and you become what you see. You become what you say. That's why, you know, I have a saying that I got from a person that was one of my employees at one time. He used to have a saying that said, make sure the words you use are short and sweet because you never know which ones you have to eat. So you want to watch what you say out of your mouth. See, you don't complain to the universe. See, no matter what you're going through right now, thank God for your blessings. There's somebody that's no longer here, that checked out yesterday, would trade places for you, would trade places with you in a heartbeat. So, you know, be thankful, you know, be thankful. Okay, as we said, you know, you got to look at it. You got to see it, and you look at it every day. Next step is you got to start with a plan. See, a plan. You hear people talk about business plans. Yes, you got to have a plan. You need to write it down. Now, a lot of times, business plans scare people. They don't have to be, you know, these complex things that they tell you to go get a CPA and da-da-da-dee, you know. And I mean, depending on how complex your business is going to be. But you do need to have a written plan down of what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, what you're going to charge, how much, you know, what are the goods and services. You know, what's it going to cost you to provide the goods and services, and what do you need to charge to have a profit margin? Now, if you get involved with a company that's, you know, with basically a network marketing company, or companies like that, but they already have all of that structure for you. All you got to do is follow their game plan, which is pretty good, a nice place to start for a lot of people. And also, network marketing is a very viable industry. Just need to know how to pick a company and what company to pick. That's topic for another show. But, I mean, basically, they give you a roadmap, a game plan. But if you're building, like, you know, I have people that have the lawn, that I do taxes for, that have the lawn care business, you know, and I help them, you know, they do. I do some marketing coaching with them. And, you know, we go over strategies of how to get more customers, how to put out flyers, how to do discounts, how to make coupons. Because they have to constantly promote their business. And so, you know, what you want to do, you need to have a plan on how you plan on promoting your business and how you're going to get the word out. And that's very, very important. Okay, the last step, and this is a big one right here. Once you've got your plan, your vision, what you want, and you see it, and you affirming it, don't quit on yourself. See, most people who I've met who told me, I tried that business thing, they quit it on themselves. They quit too soon. See, don't, it's like I said again, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. Don't quit on yourself. That means that before you get started, you should definitely know why you're doing what you're doing and why you wanted to do this. See, and we have a saying, if your why does not make you cry, then you really haven't found your why yet. See, when you have a why that makes you cry, you won't quit. See, so it, see, a lot of people, they, well, I'm, you know, I want to do such and such, you know, and I ask them why. And they can't give me a hardcore why. I do this in my coaching sessions, you know. You can't give me a hardcore why. That's not what you really want to do. You need to dig deep. Because, see, that you quit on that. See, if your why, like, you know, I talked to a person the other day, you know, told me they was, you know, was working on something, and, you know, they came back home because they needed to help their mom. See, and so that was like part of their why. You know, that's something they really wanted to do. Not something they thought of. I mean, there was some other people in the family that could have too, but they chose not to. That because that wasn't their why. See, so you have to decide what is your why. I can't choose it for you. I tell people that when I coach them. I can't choose it for you. You got to know what your why is. Why? 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 You're going to hear me say that. And you should think about that. Because you got to know that that's the reason why it's going to tie it all together for you. That's what's going to push you through the days when it seems like everybody woke up this morning to destroy your business. And you're going to have some kind of days. See? Business is a thing of peaks and valleys, ups and downs. And you got to be prepared for it. During the ups, hey, you know, be excited and all of that. During the downs, carry it in your heart. So, you know, you need to make sure you understand that. A person says they received this radio show by way of text message, and to learn more, can they text in their name and their number, name and phone number? Yes, you can text your name and phone number into, well, your phone number come in when you text, but you can text your name and your email address to 252-406-0774. Hey, and I want to thank people for those questions this morning. That lets me know that people are out there listening and getting something out of this. And so, yes. You know, if you received information about this show through text message to another friend and you want to be, you know, put on our list so that you can, you know, and you can also go to Facebook and we have and check out the event. It's listed for every day that we work from home morning show and sign on there. You have a Facebook account and we keep you posted of shows and details and agendas. But, yes, you can text in to 252-406-0774, your name and your email address, and when you text, your phone number automatically comes through in the text, and we'll have that for you in our record. Okay, so, again, the main 4 points that we covered this morning is picture what you want vividly, look at it every day, start with a plan, and don't quit on yourself. Picture it every day, vividly. You know, have a vivid picture, look at it every day, start with a plan, and don't quit on yourself. Those are the main steps towards moving forward. And I'm going to close out with a song that I'm going to read it as a form of a poem. It's called It's My Time by Paul Hoffman. And it goes like this. There's a feeling inside of me that's telling me I can be more and more who I am. It's a power that says I can. Open up to me, the passion in me. It's a call to rise that's calling me to wake up to what I want to be. It's my time to claim my destiny. It's time to let go and get ready to fly. Open my heart and reach for the sky. Starting the day, I know the reason why. There's nothing I won't try. It's my time to let the world know I can. It's my time to stand up and declare who I am. It's my time to claim my destiny. It's my time. It's my time. It's my time. I'm not holding back. I'm not giving in. There are choices to make. It's time to begin. The journey that never ends. I create the space I'm living in. It's my imagination is pulling me. I'm on a path towards success and clarity. I'm in the flow of life for all to see. My intentions are guiding me. It's time to let go and get ready to fly. My heart and reach for the sky. Starting today, I know the reason why. There's nothing I won't try. It's my time to let the world know I can. It's my time to stand up and declare who I am. It's my time to claim my destiny. It's my time. It's my time. It's my time. When I commit to integrity, what flows from me is authenticity. It will follow my heart because it's telling me it's my time to claim my destiny. Hey, it's time to let it go. It's time to get ready to fly. Open my heart and reach for the sky. Starting today, I know the reason why. There's nothing I won't try. It's my time to let the world know I can. It's my time to stand and declare who I am. It's my time to claim my destiny. Yes, people, it's your time, my time, our time. Got two messages in here. I'll answer them real quick as we wrap up. Hold on as I pull these messages. Okay, first question is, what is the best way to open your printing business that keeps your personal tax from your business taxes? The money separate like LLC.
Okay. Yes, if you want to keep your business taxes separate from your personal taxes, you can do that with an LLC, which means you have a limited liability corporation, and with that limited liability corporation, you'll pay taxes. You'll be taxed based on that. Now, I have done taxes for a couple people that did have LLCs, and they still use the method to leverage it against their personal taxes because they operated out of their home. Now, if you operate out of another building, then you would want those taxes to be separate. But if you're operating out of your home, unless you're going to rent part of the space on paper, again, this is on paper, unless you're going to rent part of the space in your home to the LLC exclusively for its use, then you would separate it. But in most cases, not all, you still would probably want to look at leveraging LLC's taxes against your personal taxes, depending on how big also the business becomes. So the business, a printing business, I mean, unless you got a garage that you renovate into a space or, you know, half of your house or something with all of the equipment and everything else, and then in that case, I would do is I would rent space to my LLC and have the LLC pay me. Again, this is on paper. These are paper transactions. I would have the LLC pay me rent. Again, that's a general explanation. Basically, to really get into the depths of what you would want to do, I would need to sit down and have an appointment with you via phone, or I see this person that texts this question. It's in the same town that I'm in. So give me a call, and we can talk about the possibilities of what it is that you want to do and how to bring it into reality. But very good question. Separation of personal taxes from business taxes. In some cases, yes, you do separate them, and there's procedures and methods for doing that. And thank you for the question. Hey, with that said, we're going to wrap up today's show. Again, remember, it's your time to claim your destiny. So, hey, have a positive day. And as we share information that we do with our children, hey, you want to do is think something good, say something good, do something good. Think, say, do something good. God bless you. Peace.